It's always nice to do that sort of in front of a crowd where you're familiar with. So to be the one there to hit the winning runs and be knocked out to win against Surrey of all teams was very pleasing for myself.
Yeah. And you had some work to do after that early loss of, what, 4 wickets in as many overs. You know, what was your mindset when you walked out?
I knew we had to rebuild a little bit. Coming in at 8 there, 6 down, couldn't really afford to lose any wickets there as the game might have been gone. So I knew Sam was at the other end. Sam's in good form himself, and I took my time to get in, but all we really needed to do was tick it over for a little bit and see where we were come 10 overs left, and we were always up with the rate really, so there was no real panic.
Were you calm out there even with 2 balls left? And
I was calm at the start of the last over because I only needed 3, and then when it got to 2 off 2, I was a little bit nerve-wracking, but as I said, you kind of try and read the situation a little bit with the field that he had and what he'd been bowling previously. He's bowling a lot of spare balls into the wicket, so I kind of gambled a little bit on that and managed to flat bat it over mid-off's head. So
Did it feel good the moment it left the bat?
Yeah, well,
although you've taken some persuasion that it actually went for 6.
Yeah, I didn't know that at all because I was a bit caught up in the moment there and sort of ran off to celebrate, and so I didn't actually see where it landed. But I've been told it went for 6, so it was a good bat that I was using there. Yeah.